First Peter chapter 2 verse 9. Title of the message will take just over some minutes. Dare to be different. Dare to be different. First Peter chapter 2, verse 9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Who once were not a people, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Dare to be different. Different. It's been described as not the same as another. When you say that something is different, it doesn't look like something else. And that is why it is different. If it is the same, has the same properties, has the same structure, has the same element, then it is not different. For it to be different, there is some defining lines. Another description says, unlike in nature or form or quality of something else. So when you look at the nature of something else, it's different from the one I'm holding. When you look at a person, it's different from this other person. Dare to be different. The world is such a massive place that thousands and thousands of people might be going in a direction, and everyone thinks that that direction is the right direction. Only people that dare to be different take a pause and say, why is everyone going this way? And they begin to ask questions. Why is everyone going this way? The Bible says there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is what? Destruction. Why is everybody going this way? And when you ask the question, you are more likely going to get the answer. Because you will find out that everybody thinks that way, that route, is right. And so they begin to follow themselves unto their own destruction. But the Bible tells us, it says you are a chosen generation. Anything that you choose is carefully selected. In a recruitment process, they seek certain things. Whoever is recruiting seeks certain things. Sometimes not always the aptitude. Sometimes they seek the attitude. What is this person made of? What are the values? How does this person's value correlate with the values of our business? He might not be the best graduating student, but he might be the guy with the best attitude to work for that business. So they choose from a lot. I say, this guy is different from others. This guy understands the values we want in this workplace. They are to be different. People who have chosen to go the different route, having the right understanding, have excelled tremendously. Now, look at it. If 10,000 people are going on a route, you are most likely not going to be able to identify somebody amongst them that is different. But now, if everybody is going this route and only one guy decides to go this route, you will single him out. Why? He is not following the multitude. Where does the multitude lead to? If you have the right understanding, you will understand your rights and privileges as a Christian, as a son and a daughter of God. These things are there. Let me show you. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. And I read from verse 14. The Bible says, "Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty." Dare to be different. Different from what? Different from uncleanliness. Different from what? Different from the sins all around us. Different from what? Different from cheating. Different from fraudulent activities. Different from what? Different from immorality. Everything has become so common that the multitude is into it, and so most people think it is right. So because it is a fact, we accept it to be the truth. It is a fact that lecturers sleep with students. It is a fact. But is it the truth that it should happen? It is a fact that apprentices steal money from their ogres. But is that the truth of what should happen? So because it is a norm, because the public supports it, because the world celebrates it, does not make it the right thing. And that is why we are being called as sons and daughters to come out of that. Touch no unclean thing. Look, I will receive you. Don't be scared of your sins. They may be as red. They may be as thick. They may be as dark. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Rest from what? Rest from your sin. Rest from your sickness. Rest from the storms and challenges of life that trouble you every day. Come unto me. That is Jesus Christ speaking. I will give you rest. If you don't stand for something, you fall for everything. And that is why, just check it out. It's on TV, it's on the net. You see very terrible things people are doing to make other people think they're on the right path. Go and be eating grass. To what purpose? When did they become goats? Oh, we're going to wash you clean. And then they pour antiseptics into your mouth to wash you clean of your sins. My people perish for lack of knowledge. When you have knowledge, you understand, what are my rights and privileges as a son? The Bible says, because we have become sons and daughters, we are now children of God. And because we are children of God, we are now joint heirs with the Son. So if you are joint heir with Jesus Christ, what more do you need? Why won't you be different? Come out of among them. Touch no unclean thing. Look around you. What is that thing that you are doing that is not making you different from everybody else? Why are you a son and a daughter? And you are still trading and sitting and eating and frolicking with slaves. A royal priesthood. Royalty plus ministry. Royalty comes with its own glamour. The way you dress. How many times have you seen princesses, queens, dress half nude? How many times? You don't see them. Royalty, the true royalty comes with a sense of discipline. This is how we dress as a queen, as a princess, as a prince. This is how you walk. This is how you eat. And one of the great reasons why Daniel purposed in his heart not to defile himself with the portion of the meat in the king's palace. There was no record in the Bible that, oh, those meat had been offered already to the gods or something. Some school of thought believed that was why he decided not to. But this is just a young man that had been wired in learning and understanding of what is expected of him. When you go and sit and dine with the king, the Bible says put a knife to your throat. Restrict yourself. But some of us don't. Just one night, you go out with a couple of friends. You are there, you're drunk to stupor. One can shame mistake for any one glass. You will misbehave. You know why? Because that is not what you are wired for. That is not. You're going to make money just one night. One runs. I would rather stay hungry than to do runs to make money. Guys, let me ask you. Have you seen eagles play with pigeons? Have you seen eagles play with pigeons? It doesn't happen. There's a difference. The eagle is so high. The pigeon, they're no fit. That's the difference. You are an eagle. You do not frolic and do the same terrible things, unclean thing that those who are called. That's why you've been called out of darkness into his marvelous light. Royal priesthood, holy nation, a peculiar person. Brother, go to Genesis 37 and read the life of Joseph. Standing out, peculiar young man. Everywhere he went, he was blessed. He got to Potiphar's house as a slave. You know, I sat down, I read this again. I said, what is the thing about this guy? He's a peculiar person. He got to Potiphar's house and Potiphar saw this guy. I was like, there's just something about you. Everything that he was doing was just wonderful. God granted him favor. And the house of Potiphar began to what? Grow. Because Joseph was there. If he got there and started playing with slaves and they are doing 10-10, 10-10, 10-10, he cannot make a mark. And it was such that the master conferred everything to him. And when his test came, he didn't fail. That is peculiarity. He dared to be different. How many people these days will the master's wife come and say, come and lie with me? Even not only to lie, just to be eating special food is enough for some people. Talk more of the master's wife saying, come and lie with me. The Bible recorded that the woman had tried over and over and over. So this guy has been escaping and has been escaping, has been saying no, till the day he saw that I need to run. That's why the Bible says, flee. Ma for what, Lalori, it will be well. I will manage it. Somebody is trying to unzip your assistant. Flee. Because these things are of the heart. Anybody was there when we did sex, love, and you?
You were here. Raise your hand. Oh, if you were not here, please go and get the tape. Flee fornication. No matter how hungry a lion is, it will not sit with a goat and be eating herbs. That's the difference. Dare to be different. Propose in your heart. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13. In a short while, we will pray. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. There are many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. Be amongst those few. Choose today to be different. Because in being different, there is lifting. In being different, in being unique, in standing alone, there is a place of exaltation. Go back and read the life of Joseph. After he ran away, what happened? He was thrown into the prison, yet he was lifted. And he stood to become the second in command. And Pharaoh said, the only thing in between us is the throne. The only thing in between us is what? The throne. If anybody comes to Egypt to negotiate anything, go ahead and negotiate. What other power are you looking for? Do the right thing, you will be exalted. Stand for integrity. Stand for character. Don't be that Christian that is wavered about everybody following the same direction. Stand differently. Please, stand to your feet. Speak to yourself. I am different. I am different. I am not of the world. Even though I am in this world, I am not of the world. The Lord has empowered me to sink down my flesh that the spirit can take over. If there is anything in your heart you want to pray to God about this morning, and something that is dragging you back, something that is holding you down, something that is not making you to be part of the revolution for Jesus, this morning you can cry to him and say, Father, I am home. I have come back home. I have chosen to be different. I will no longer follow the mass. I will not follow the multitude. I have chosen to be unique. I have chosen to be that royal priesthood, that holy nation, that peculiar person that will show forth all you have done for him and transform the lives of people into God's marvelous light. Be not conformed, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Speak to God this morning. Speak to God this morning. Anything, whatever it is, no matter how little, that is dragging you away from the work of God, from the place of God, from the expectations of God, let him know you are coming home. Let him know you are back. Let him know you are back to the fold. Let him know you are forsaking those things and walking in righteousness. I know who I am. I choose to be different. Is there anyone here that God is speaking to you and saying, I know you've been there, you've been down, but don't worry, I will lift you up from your sin. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor. You have struggled with sin so much, but yet you've not been able to lift yourself. But he's speaking to you this morning, he's saying, don't worry, I will take you, I will receive you, irrespective of how long it has taken you. Just raise your hand up. Just raise your hand up and let me just pray with you this morning. Raise your hand up and say, Father, I am back home. Your son is back. Your daughter is back. Just raise your hand up. God is here to receive you. He says, I will receive you. I will take you as my son. I will take you as my daughter. Thank you, Lord, for speaking to our hearts. Thank you for talking to us this morning. Thank you for the life you are transforming. Thank you. Thank you. I see someone being called from darkness into his marvelous light. Congratulations to you. God has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. You will begin to, from this moment, reflect the life of God. For out of you shall virtues of life flow out. Oh, Father, we thank you for that one person. That person that you have called out of darkness into your marvelous light. That person you are using mightily for the work of your kingdom at this end time. Thank you, Lord. That man, that woman that has chosen to be different and not to be part of the multitude. Thank you for receiving him as a son. Thank you for receiving her as a daughter. Thank you, Lord, for making each and every one of us joint heirs with the Son. We walk in the light of that. We walk in the righteousness of God from this moment. For we have understood who we are. We know who we are. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We appreciate you. For as many hearts that have opened themselves up to you this morning, we ask that you fill them. Empty them of flesh. Empty them of sin. Empty them of attitudes that make them join the mass. Put a mark of clarity, a mark of difference upon their foreheads, that they will go to do exploits for you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.